Baruch Hashem, I've had this chus of being involved in and shaped by major Torah centers for the past 40 years. I was on the YU campus for 20 years, imbibing and growing from all my amazing Rebbeim, and for the past 15 years I've been teaching in yeshivas here in Israel. Torah, avoda, giving shiurim, that's what my life has been about, Baruch Hashem. And then came that awful day, Simchas Torah, Tavshin Pei Dalet, the day that seared into our memories forever. Without even knowing what exactly was happening, putting my son Avraham into a car and watching him drive off to gather his soldiers, putting my son Yoshua into another car, watching him drive off to join his pluga, hearing that my son Amitai was driving up from the north to the south, all of my rabbinic training, my smicha, my misavek ba'afa raglehem, and tibach haverim did not and could not prepare me for those moments. But I saw it in my boys that they were prepared. They knew what this meant. They recognized the Tzav HaShoah and they jumped at the opportunity. What was it that they knew, that they felt, that they believed that I was missing? That I was lacking. And I realized that I was nurtured, trained, and shaped in the world of Rav Soloveitchik, and that is amazing and wonderful, and still guides my every moment of learning and shiurim. It was that Torah of religious Zionism, after all, that motivated my wife and me to bring our family here 15 years ago. But here now, in this era, in this country, I needed to tap into Torah's Eretz Yisrael, an additional worldview that could help us cope and deal with the present situation. That, of course, is the outlook of Rav Kook and how he teaches me to see the cataclysmic events surrounding me. Though I am not a trained or a seasoned Talmud of Rav Kook, I will share one crucial message that he gives us for our times. In Orot HaMilchama, Rav Kook writes, כשיש מלחמה גדולה בעולם מתעורר כוח משיח. Wars of Am Yisrael represent very powerful, even uplifting moments, and they are part of the divine hand bringing the world to its ultimate state of redemption. כתום המלחמה מתחדש העולם ברוח חדש, ורגלי משיח מתגלים יותר. These major national events, as difficult and as painful as they are ultimately the harbinger of a brighter and stronger future, paving the way for the footsteps of Mashiach. We say every morning, Ba'al Milchamos. Hashem is the Ba'al Milchamos, and that leads into Zorea Tzedakos, Matzmiach Yeshuos, Borei Refuos, and we end up, Or Chadosh Al Tzion Toir. The Baal Muhammad leads to a new light. It's all paving the way. But how do we tap into this process, this outlook, this vision? Rav Kook explains that our outlook has to change. My outlook has to change. From one of the prat to one of the klal. Yes, of course. To focus on the prat in terms of our chesed, our tefillah, our hishtadlus, our making sandwiches, our tying tzitzis, we focus on the prat. But in our overall hashkafat hachayim, zooming out from every news story and each detail of what's going on and recognizing that Am Yisrael right now is on the move forward towards our ultimate destiny, and we must view ourselves as part of that awesome and eternal Am. This is not a fight against the state of Israel and its soldiers. As Rabbi Goldberg mentioned, we saw 2 weeks ago, Lahashmid, Laharog, Ula'abed, Eskola Yehudim, Minar Vadzake, Tafinashim. It's a fight against the nation of Israel, wherever they are in this country or throughout the world. And now we are fighting and defending as a klal, as an am, as B'nai Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov. Our thoughts then must be channeled positively to that cause, focused on Am Yisrael and Elokei Yisrael. This is the message that Avigail gave to David HaMelech go battle, defend our people. But always, Vayta Nefesh Adoni Tzrura B'Tzara Chayim. Remember the context. Remember the higher purpose. Remember who to connect yourself to. And it's even an explicit Rambam. I always understood this Rambam as only for active soldiers, which it definitely does relate to. But Rav Kook teaches us that it's also for each and every Jew, B'Shas Melchama, whether they are at the Chazit, on the forefront, our Chayalim, or the Oref, the support behind those front lines. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim, once the battle starts, Yishan al Mikveh Yisrael, lean on the hope of Israel. Umoshio be'esara, and he will save you. V'yeda and know, shall yichar Hashem uose melchama. We're acting for God. V'yasem nafsho b'chapo, lay it all out. V'lo yira, v'lo yifchad. V'lo yachsho, v'lo be'ishto, v'lo b'banav. Don't think about your family. Not only, explains Rav Kook, because it might be distracting, but no, because when you're fighting and there's a war, we're not individuals. We're not even many families. We're one family. And he ends up with the words of Avigail. The Rambam teaches us that our focus must be that we are part of Am Yisrael. We are not Yechidim. This is not the story about this chayal, this family, this act of heroism. Of course, we need to relate to the Prat, and there'll be time for that, and support, and visit, and pray, and appreciate each one. But in terms of our outlook, the greater picture, this is Am Yisrael. And our focus must be Yishan al Mikveh Yisrael, Umoshio Be'esar. This is what my boys, and all our boys, felt and feel at this time. It's in their blood. It's in their upbringing. I am a chayal, part of Am Yisrael, b'medinat Yisrael, b'eretz Yisrael. I'm not a yachid. I am chelek meha'am, and I'm ready and proud to serve my people. What a feeling of achrayut, of shlichut, of sense of purpose and destiny. And I must say, as has been said, never have we seen in our lifetimes the feeling of achdus, the feeling of the am as we do now. Right, left, no more labels, no more sects, only Am Yisrael. Only the Jewish people have 165,000 returned to their country in the first week of the war. How could I not come back? Thailand will wait. Only Am Yisrael has members who dance and sing Am Yisrael Chai as they get ready for their future battles. Only Am Yisrael have individuals who save whole communities and they say Lo Asiti Klum. Only Am Yisrael can have families who make weddings for their sons while another son of theirs is missing, his whereabouts unknown. Only Am Yisrael can have non-kosher restaurants and chiloni anti-dati kibbutzim koshering their kitchens to send meals to the dati soldiers. One family, one nation, one God, one people. In this Shas Melchama, we as a nation are fulfilling Divrei Rav Kook, acting as an Am and not just Yechidim. And this is our greatest chus, as has been quoted by many. It's a Medrash, it's also the Yerushalmi at the beginning of Maseches Peah. Dorosho David Kulam Tzadikim Ayu. In the days of David and Melech, they were great righteous individuals. They learned a lot of Torah. Vayidei Shayabem Dil Torin Ayayotzim Bil Melchama Vayonoflim. But because they were fractured, because they couldn't get along with each other, they lost in the battlefield. Avol Dorosho Achav, Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hayu. Achav was no great tzaddik. Vayidei Shelo Hayu Lahem Dil Torin Hayu Yordim LeMelchama Benotzchin. But because they were one, they fought and prevailed. Our greatest strength is in our unity, our oneness, our focus, not on personal pain and anxiety, as natural and as hard as it is, and we're human, but realizing that this is about Am Yisrael. This isn't about me, my family, my community. This is all about us. And Hashem has promised that He will always be with us. He will always watch over His Am. Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. If we're having sleepless nights, He's there with us. Despite the hardship, the anxiety, the sleepless nights, we feel a tremendous privilege and have a karas atov l'borei olam. for allowing us to be here in Eretz Yisrael, the Medinat Yisrael, being able to take part in shaping our destiny and not just watching from the sidelines. I know there'll be people listening, watching afterwards. I say to Achenu B'nai Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz, first of all, thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your love, for your tremendous hugs. But one thing that you could start thinking about and doing even more, you could seriously think about joining us here. So many people have voiced to me, they're feeling distant, lacking, missing something. Yes, it's a step removed. So I say, come. Use this moment as a Shas HaKosher. Seriously consider and plan. They took 1,400 of our brethren. Let's bring 14,000 or more to show our love not just for Am Yisrael, but for Eretz Yisrael. Join this amazing startup, this miracle that is Medinat Yisrael, to dwell in the palace. Tamid Eini Hashem Alokecha Ba Mireishis Hashana Ad Achris Shana. So let's learn from our boys. Learn from each other. From Rav Kook, we need to think of the larger picture. We are one. We are Banim Atem Hashem Elokeichem. Let's mentally connect to the Am, which then brings us to the Moshiach Shel Yisrael. And Be'ezus Hashem, through that Zchus, Bizoche, to Nisim V'Neflos, Yeshuos V'Nachamos, B'mheira V'Yamin. He she'amda lavoseinu, v'hi she'amda lavoseinu v'lanu.